Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Burton reaches second base with a double. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burton moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burton scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Schaefer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. White reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Uecker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schaefer out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. Schaefer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Javier out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. Brock moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brock scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 1 in the game. Uecker hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brock bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Shannon pinch runs for Charlie James. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stewart fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 2 in the game. Uecker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Shannon fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Shannon. Schaefer goes all the way around to score. Campbell moves to third. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Leo Burke pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Ron Taylor now pitching. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Leo Burke. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon who is chasing the ball. Burton reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burton scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Julian Javier. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon moves to third. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Bob Uecker. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Gregory moves to second. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Warwick moves to second. One out. John Flavin now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Warwick. Brock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.